You are tuned to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta consistently ranks high among sex trafficking hubs in America. Victims advocates say when the Super Bowl comes to town in 2019, these numbers will spike because of the hordes of football fans. Deborah Richardson is Executive Vice President of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights in Atlanta. She recently published an op-ed in the Supporter Report calling for leaders to make Atlanta a no human trafficking zone ahead of the Super Bowl. Richardson joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you, Ricky.
What does sex trafficking currently look like in Atlanta?
Let's talk about the broader spectrum of human trafficking. Certainly, domestic child sex trafficking is a huge issue in Atlanta. Young girls are generally advertised on online ad sites such as Backpage. We have seen evidence that when persons come to Atlanta for conventions or sporting events, Backpage is a great resource for them to go online and order a girl that will be waiting for them at their hotel.
Why is Atlanta already such a hub for this?
We have all of the ingredients. We have the world's largest airport. It's very easy for people to come in from anywhere in the world, have a 2 or 3 hour layover, meet their connecting flight. We have lots of convention business, you know, and unlike places like, let's say, New York City or Chicago or places that are on beaches, you know, like Miami, you know, there's not other kinds of prominent entertainment that's available. So sex trafficking becomes on the list of things to do. And then I think the third thing is certainly the sporting events. The fact that we do have the major sports teams here, and we also host big events such as the Super Bowl and others.
Actually, the experts say there isn't data to show that during Super Bowls in other cities in previous years, sex trafficking has gone up. But there's anecdotal evidence that this happens. So why are you arguing for a no human trafficking zone during the 2019 Super Bowl in Atlanta?
There are several reasons. One is because Atlanta led the way of discovering and alerting the country around domestic sex trafficking. We were one of the first cities to step up in the early 2000s and say, this is something that happens in your own backyard. The second one is that we have a city that stands for civil rights, human rights. We're known for that all over the world. As a result of that, we have a lot of stakeholders who are investing in making sure that Atlanta lives up to its promise and its reputation. We have very active stakeholders here. All of our local governments have put in place protocols and laws to help support the ending of sex trafficking. Our state legislature has been very progressive, frankly, in terms of legislation about sex trafficking. And I believe that we can come to a shared agreement and then figure out the role that each one of us will play in contributing toward this goal.
And there is precedence for this. Ahead of the 2014 Super Bowl at Giant Stadium in New Jersey, Clear Channel and a nonprofit group, Polaris Project, launched a campaign. What did they do exactly?
One thing is awareness. Another thing was public relations advertising campaign where there were billboards, PSAs, information in hotels and at the airports. But therein, I think, it's been the limitation is that we had great media there, but we only had the nonprofit Polaris working toward this. Here we have the opportunity of having the business community, the NFL itself, the education community, law enforcement, all of them could play a role. So it's a much bigger footprint.
And what can everyday Georgians do to combat human trafficking?
Well, one thing is awareness. Something very tangible that can be done is on the ballot in November is the Safe Harbor Bill, which provides funding for victims of sex trafficking. That has always been an issue that there's not been enough funding to treat these young women and men and bring them back to have whole and productive lives.
Deborah Richardson, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.